Now, I love Christmas, and I love Christmas because you can eat what you want, drink what you want, send a card to someone if you really want to. I sort of am traditional with certain things, but when it comes down to food, I'm not being governed by old traditions because some of them are out of date and out of touch, and they fibbed you a little bit anyway. Because they say about the old turkey, no one should be eating turkey now, it should be a goose. It was only because there was a shortage of goose all those years ago that we eat turkey, and that's the story. So, I mean, we got Alison Prickles in. I'm nailing my colours to the mast straight away. I'm not a bar humbug. I love Christmas, but I like Christmas my own style.
Okay.
And you are conditioned
to like
turkey. You're conditioned.
So you're very British then, aren't you? Very, it's my way or no. Yeah.
Come on. What are you? Do you have a turkey, Jonathan?
We have turkey some years. We're not having turkey this year. We're having chicken this year.
So you're having chicken? Why?
Yeah. And your story about turkey,
yeah.
A goose indeed. Goose was 19th century.
Yeah.
Turkey was eaten back by Henry VIII, I think.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, because he used to chuck it over his shoulder.
Apparently chicken then was too expensive, and so turkey was a substitute for chicken at that point.
There you go.
Goose was a later invention.
It's all been twisted and turned around and chopped and changed, isn't it?
Well, you've done that.
Well, yeah, but everyone's done it, haven't they, over a period of time. You're eating turkey because it's tradition.
And it's
Jonathan's
nice.
Jonathan's having turkey because he wants chicken.
What?
He's not having turkey because he wants chicken. He don't like turkey.
He's getting carried away, isn't he? Have you ever had a goose at Christmas?
Sorry. It's a family show.
How'd you wrap one of them up?
We had a goose last Christmas, actually, yeah.
Under the tree.
We had goose about 3 years ago. It's horrible. Couldn't
fatty.
Stand it.
It's fatty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we are. We're conditioned. What about you, Brandon? I mean, are you looking forward to a turkey this year? Are you, are you a turkey eater?
Well, my mum, since I'm quite a meat eater, and, well, her boyfriend now is quite a big meat eater. Every morning it's bacon or eggs or something fatty, and then he'll go and do his gym work. So I have every single meat.
So, but would you, I mean, are you a fan of turkey?
No, I've never had turkey.
You never ever had turkey?
No, it's always gammon, beef, chicken or duck or lamb.
All right,
you've never
okay.
had turkey?
See?
Yeah, it's all about pigs and cows. It's all about the four-legged creatures. And if you eat chicken, you need to have a lot of gravy.
Right. There you go, then, Jonathan. So when you have your chicken, you need to have a lot of gravy.
I'm good at gravy.
All right. All right. So we're talking about... do you still write Christmas cards? Does everyone still write Christmas cards? And loads of them.
I do.
Do you write Christmas cards, Jonathan Steele?
Yes, but not to the extent that my parents used to do, where it was one of those things where you have to make sure you've replied to all the Christmas cards and you've sent them to the right people. That's one of those things that, from my childhood, was just absolutely horrendous.
That's not the spirit of Christmas. Someone sent me a card. I better send them one back. Otherwise,
the panic if one arrived on the 23rd of December from someone you hadn't sent one to.
And you haven't got a chance to send one back.
My mum went crackers.
Yeah. let's take a call. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Philip.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
All right, thanks. I sort of like do some of the traditions of Christmas. I have cut back on cards. I don't only send a few now. I certainly cut back sending on cards to people who have nothing to do with me through the year. So what's the point?
You're absolutely right. Hang on there, Phil. Hi, who's on the other line?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Just hang on a sec. We're sorting out Phil. Okay. See, I think the Christmas card thing, it just sort of, I don't know, it shows us for what we are now. We've gone away from all of the traditions now, and we're picking out the ones for ourselves. We're actually thinking for ourselves, don't you think? Is that true, Phil?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to think for yourself. I mean, I'm not a green person, as you know, but if you think of the environment, what's the point of chopping down a load of trees just to send Christmas cards through to family you never see, who never phone you up? So what's the point? And I've got friends as well, I can only cut it down to the ones who I have contact. I've done a card to all the Vectors Radio listeners, so you see it online. Got it online the way now. I actually just ordered a card on Moonpig, a personalised Rock Monster Show card to all the Vectors Radio listeners. So you'll see that when it gets delivered. So it's going to be in the studio, but if anybody else is not in the studio, I see it online.
See, I like all of that. I like what you're saying there. It's, you know, it's personal. You don't, you're not sending cards. Oh, I've got three cards left over. I know what I'll do. I'll send Bill one down the end of the road there. I don't really like him, but I've got some cards left over. Yep. There's no thought. There's no love in it. It's not, to me, it's not real.
Don't you get a warm glow, though, that one person has remembered you just once during the year?
For me, cutting in, I'm quite bar humbug with cards. I find if I go and see someone, okay, you say Happy Christmas to them.
Yeah.
You are saying it. It doesn't need to be put on ink on paper when you can just say it. I legit, it's the same thing with, you know, if it's like your missus or whatever, then you could send them like a little cute card of, I love you, baby. I hope you have a good day. La di da di da. Have a good Christmas. I'll see you later on. That's something because it's special, or to someone if of I'm family, maybe.
I love you, baby. I'm right, making a note of that one.
It's the I'll see you later on. I was a bit worried about.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Say no more.
See, the point you're making there, Phil, is that those people that you don't see throughout the year, that don't, you know, that may ignore you or haven't bothered phoning or anything like that, you're actually going to send them a card. Why? They haven't bothered about you all year long.
I'm more bothered about the people I see. People I keep in contact. People, it's too, like, Brandon's got it spot on. Rather than just write a Christmas card out, just go, you haven't seen your neighbour for a while. Happy Christmas, how are you doing? I haven't seen you for a while. Are you all right? That's probably worth much more than a card.
Yeah, too
and,
right.
And rather than spend all the money on the postage and stamps, bung some extra food in the food bank to help people at Christmas, or get a toy for this Christmas toy appeal they're doing at the moment for children in poverty.
Yeah, too right. That leaves your conscience, won't it?
This is kind of like the breakdown of society here.
Well, it's not a breakdown.
It is. You're doing away with Christmas.
We're not doing away with Christmas.
You're putting cards. Christmas on the internet. You're not doing cards.
Well, cards are emotionless.
Now, not just Christmas, birthdays as well. How many people send you a birthday card? Not many, but how many greetings is your birthday and say, happy birthday, happy birthday? That's just the way it is now. You've got to get rid of the times.
You can do both.
Yeah, bring it up to date.
You
You're
can
absolutely
do both.
Right. We've got to bring it up to date, Alison.
No, because there's...
We're going to bring Jackie in a minute. I'm pretty sure
just
she's going to agree.
Then.
I'm pretty sure. Go on, you can have your say. What were you going to say?
I just think it's the breakdown of society, full stop.
No, I think it's just adjustment.
Well, it's cards are emotionless. You know, yeah, you get like a little warm, as you say, a warm glow of, that's sweet. But I'd rather have a full-blown conversation with someone about Christmas. You know, how are you doing? How's your shopping doing? How's
but you
your
can't do that
doing?
Through the letterbox.
You can't do that on a letter.
You can. You get it comes through the letter.
What's your Christmas? What's your turkey like this year?
Opening the blooming thing up, don't you? Then you've got to put it on the mantelpiece and find a space for it. Go on, lastly, Phil.
Last year I did, rather than send Christmas cards, I did my own video Christmas card. I stuck it on YouTube and I said, everybody, happy Christmas, here's your Christmas card. You've got to go on YouTube and watch it.
That's a brilliant idea. I think I'm having that as well, Phil. I'm going to do that. A little speech on the old...
Revolutionary.
Yeah, I'm liking that. That's much better than having to write out 30 to 40 cards, isn't it?
Yeah, because I spent a lot of time producing that little video. It took me absolutely ages. And I thought, I'm not an expert. I thought my little expert... It was all my photos I'd done in the snow in Sandown. I thought it was a nice Christmas. But the personalised greeting, I'm obviously not personalised everybody. I just thought it was my personal touch, in my style, to wish people a happy Christmas.
Good for you. And that's what we should do. Instead of being conditioned to do it in such a way, you should have your own way of expressing yourself at Christmas and your own table full of food that you picked, not some idiot years ago that said you've got to eat turkey because we've run out of goose.
I had faggots last year. On Christmas Day.
There's no answer to that, is there?
Because I work in a hotel, and Lynn was working, Alicia was working. Well, actually, Lynn and Alicia were both working, but they decided they wanted to go out early where they was working. So they went out for their Christmas dinner. I came home from work, and had me faggot and chips. So I was happy as Larry. But this year we're having a proper Christmas dinner, because Lynn's working Christmas Eve and Boxing Day, and Alicia's working late on Christmas Day, so we're having...
Turkey?
Evening Christmas dinner. I'm having turkey.
A proper Christmas dinner, he said.
Yeah, and
a bit of tradition there.
Lisa doesn't like turkey, so she would have beef.
Right, so you're having turkey. Is turkey your favourite meal?
It's not my favourite, but
well,
I like
why
aren't
you having your favourite meal? It's Christmas Day. It's...
I like a roast, but I like lamb, but we decided, rather than have a joint of lamb this year, we decided to order lamb steaks. And we're going to have that another day.
Right, okay. You kind of let me down a little bit there, Phil.
But I do my own stuff and my personalised stuff. I just don't get Paxo and mixed water in it. I do my own variation on stuff. It's mainly sausage meat and onions and that. I'll just make it a little bit different.
Well, if you weren't having turkey, I'd come round.
All right. You have to come about 5 o'clock.
All right.
I'll get the beers in, shall I?
That's a good idea, see?
See, that's another thing.
That's not traditional
either, is it?
Christmas
dinner's moved, hasn't it? From lunchtime.
I was going to come on to that. Hey, Phil, thanks for your call.
Okay, then.
Cheers now. Bye.
Bye.
We always used to have it at lunchtime. What about you, Jackie? Did you have your Christmas dinner at lunchtime, or has it moved to tea time now?
When I was a child, it used to be late lunch. But then when you get, our generation started sort of having evening meals, didn't we? And mostly it's now, depending where we are, if we're away, then you have to have lunch wherever, whatever time is being served, don't you? But not at lunchtime, no time. And there's no way I could eat turkey. I think it's revolting.
There you are, you see?
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, but she's not eating it because she doesn't like it.
Yeah, but it's...
frankly, I don't know where it came from. It's damn America again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mine comes from Morrison.
It's not traditional. I think beef is more traditional, but I must be like you, Ian. I love lamb.
Yeah, lamb. Yeah. Lamb dinner.
I like lamb. Beef and ham I like, but I really would struggle. I eat it if it's nothing else to eat, but there's no way I'd ever go out and choose it or buy it.
Cut across that beef and lamb, horrible. Lovely as they are, they weren't traditional because in the wintertime you'd want to keep the cows and the sheep. For the dairy products and so on, and you wouldn't want to slaughter them in the middle of Christmas.
Mm. I've got some farmer bacon over there, right?
I really don't really much like Christmas dinner, but it's really just a big glorified roast, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's roast with a little roast but and some, isn't
it? It's the meal of the year.
So surely you should have something that you like.
Yeah.
Instead of being...
I do like it.
Don't get me wrong, there's always something nice to eat wherever you go, but I would not, and I have never bought a turkey or anything remotely turkey-minded ever.
There you are, you see?
Why must they be so big? I mean, who's got ovens that big? Yeah, the size of these people go frantically buy all these great big fat things. How do you get them in the oven?
Yeah, Alison.
Carefully.
Go on, tell us.
Carefully.
Not for me at all, turkey, I'm afraid.
Hang on a second, Jackie. I've got one more final question to ask you. Mm-hmm. Hi, who's this?
Can I speak to Ebenezer Scrooge there, please?
Yeah. Which one of us is that? Is that Brandon? Or
I think you know.
It's the guy that's trying to kill off the British tradition.
All right. Hang on a sec there, Keith. We'll come back to you in a moment. I did have a question for you, Jackie.
Christmas cards?
Christmas cards, yeah.
I do send them, but I must admit I'm sort of thinking of cutting back this year for, like, immediate family, because you do see them, and it does seem a bit silly. I do send cards to my friends that I've, really, really long-term friends. And I'm not, I mean, if I'm honestly being truthful, I don't think it's the thought that someone sent you a card. Quite frankly, it's a list on a piece of paper that I tick off every year.
Right, okay.
And I think the cold facts of Christmas is you have a Christmas list and you tick things off and people are on that list for cards. And if for any reason you fall out with them or they... not around this Christmas, then you cross them off, don't you? But yes, cards are nice, but I'm a bit sort of half and half about it. I do understand that it is very commercial, and I find that really a bit off-putting, especially with the postage. But at the same time, if you didn't get any or send any, you'd feel really miserable and left out as well. So it's a bit sort of a double-sided thing for me, Christmas cards.
I agree. Mm. Do you?
I think you can't sort of not do without them. But I agree with Phil. I suppose online's the way to go now, isn't it? And it maybe is a little bit impersonal. I don't know. But isn't Christmas like that now? I mean, I despair at the children, the things that they sort of think that they're going to get for Christmas at the cost of power. And I despair at the ads on the television when they're saying things like only $59.99, only $69.99. And I think, well, what's only about that?
We're being conditioned.
No, it's just got too greedy. And as for that Black Friday sales thing, I think that was shameful.
That's an American thing, isn't it? It's not British.
Greed,
yeah. And again, that's to condition you to think, oh, I must go and do some shopping.
It's getting more that way. It's greedy. And I really do... I hate greed.
Yeah.
In any shape or form. And
I'm with you, Jackie. You speak a lot of sense.
The most Christmas is people you'd like to be with, enjoying sitting and eating and nibbling nuts and crackers and cheese. That's fine by me. That's really what I like.
Sorry, we were giggling a lot of children because you mentioned nibbled nuts.
Nibbled nuts. Nibbled nuts.
Thanks for your call, Jackie. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Well, anyway, everybody have a nice Christmas. I'm sure I shall speak to you all before then, but...
Hopefully.
It's looming thick and fast now, though, isn't it? The 1st of December.
It is. Thank you for being there.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Keith.
Ian.
Did you want to speak to Jonathan? Because he's the...
No, in all fairness to Jonathan, Ian, I think you should have him back in again to talk about the fostering business, because you didn't give the guy a chance, and it made him look a bit of a fool, actually.
What do you mean I didn't give him the chance?
Because, well, you asked him questions that he wasn't really prepared for.
Well, in all fairness, Keith, that's my fault. I thought Ian was going to ask me a bit more about the education proposals. But as far as the fostering is concerned, really, I'd prefer people would look at the source material on the website and they'll get some full and detailed information there. The main thing I wanted to say is that we need some foster carers.
Indeed,
and a lot of people come forward.
What we've already sorted out as well is that somebody from the council that works in the fostering department is going to come in and we're going to start a campaign to those 20 people that we need.
That's good chat, mate.
That's already been discussed.
I didn't hear that bit, sorry, mate, but I do apologise. Are you having a Christmas pudding?
Who's that aimed? Yeah, I'm probably going to have a Christmas pudding. It won't be a Christmas... Well, no, hang on. When you say a Christmas pudding, I don't mean like one of those horrible things with
raisins.
Oh, you
don't? You're not having a traditional Christmas pudding?
No.
Are you having a traditional Christmas cake?
No, I don't like that either.
Are you pulling crackers?
I wouldn't necessarily.
You faulted there.
I will go down IKEA right now and buy some.
Okay, then, right, are you not having a Christmas tree?
I've got to put a Christmas tree up for the wife.
No.
Otherwise, I wouldn't bother.
You wouldn't bother?
No, I wouldn't bother.
So I've got it right the first time, then, Ebenezer. Yeah. It's tradition, mate. It's got to be either a four bird or three bird roast.
Right.
You didn't giggle?
No.
Good chap. And, you know, I've noticed that that's sort of come back onto the scene again. Well, that was about in the old days as well, wasn't it?
I don't know, was it?
Yeah, wasn't it called a cockatrice or something like that?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, you stuffed a bird with a bird with a bird or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they used to do in the Tudors' time. You know,
that's
you know
it.
You used
that's
to get
it,
pies, you used to get crows, you used to stick them in a pie, bake
that's
them,
right.
Done.
Well, it's like, I think Jonathan backed me up here, the origin of stuffing... is the fact that the meat never used to go far enough if you were poor, so you invented all these stuffings.
I think that's probably true, yeah.
Yeah.
As with a lot of the other stuff, you have that big meal because it's... Wasn't it originally Saturnalia it's based on? And it's just breaking the misery of the winter months.
It's pagan, mate, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and that's where Christmas really comes from. And it's a feast in the middle of the winter, just to get yourself through to springtime.
Yeah, because if you go into history and whatnot, and it's like Easter, etc., is another pagan festival that's sort of got adopted by Christianity.
But, are you writing cards this year?
Do I send cards? Normally, I just send a blank card to people I don't like.
Right. So, but you're not going to send cards?
No, I doubt it.
So, I mean, there you are, having a bit of a pop at me.
Are you sending cards?
No, the wife
there
does
you go,
that. but the difference is, you're the one that's saying, I'm a bar humbug, when you're doing exactly the same.
All right, mate. Are you working Christmas Day?
Am I working Christmas Day?
Yeah.
No, crikey no.
Why not?
Because it's a Thursday. I mean, I have a day off because everyone else does.
Well, no, my son's partner, she's working Christmas Day.
I just wanted to ask Ian, what is he actually? What are you actually doing for Christmas?
I know the answer to this. No, you spend the day in your pajamas and you have a curry, don't you?
No. I'll tell you what I do. And
he'll sit there looking at the decorations.
Looking at his
don't like
tree.
That. Don't like that. Neighbours are being noisy and happy.
He's not wandering around town trying to find a kebab shop that's open, is he?
I'll tell you what I would if there was one in town. No, I'll tell you what I do on Christmas morning. We wake up. We have our breakfast.
Do you have presents?
Yeah, we have presents.
Why do you have presents?
Well, normally the wife has a present because I don't want to leave her out, you know. But I don't mind if she don't buy me one because it doesn't really hurt me at all because I'm not really that fussed, honestly. And then I like to go for a walk down the town. And this is true. I love to be the only person in town. I like to look up the high street, down the high street, that way, this way, and if I'm the only person in the street, I'm happy. Bar humbug.
Yeah, another tradition we used to have in this country, I say used to, was the January sales, which suddenly moved to Boxing Day, which suddenly moved to last Friday. Why was that?
I do miss the January sales. I used to, you know, when I was younger, you had a fiver after Christmas or so, because your nan gave it to you. It's like, oh, fiver, what can we get?
Yeah, you know. Go to the pound shop, get five things. Yeah.
Are you going to midnight mass?
No, we normally go to Christingle.
What's a Christingle then?
It's the afternoon service, it's basically aimed at the children.
Oh, right, so that's on Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Do you say prayers and sing songs? And
we sing carols, yeah.
Yeah?
I go out with the carol singers. Now and again.
Yeah, I can
imagine.
It depends
how I'm feeling, Ian, you know.
I can imagine you going out and doing a bit of carol singing.
Yeah, I go out.
It's tradition, isn't it?
Do you follow all of the traditions, though?
Well, what is the full Christmas tradition?
See, that's the thing, you see. I believe it should be what you make it.
If you've got an open fire, do you get your Yule log in?
Why
are you laughing at that?
That's what I was about to say. Why is everyone laughing?
You get your log in, mate.
I'll tell you later, Brad.
Okay. Okay.
No, seriously, you know, it's like Jonathan agreed there. The Yule log was to carry over the winter. It was the big log that you got in and chopped up, and, you know, it's to make you.
You make it sound like he was alive all these centuries ago when it was happening.
He was.
No, it's because, well, I think. To be honest with you, I think Jonathan there is a follower of tradition.
He's the doctor. He goes through time, doesn't he? He's been there every single...
I think Christmas is important for tradition. I mean, we've been talking about cards. We send cards to family. There's a lot of family that are a long way away from us. We can't see. They're elderly. They couldn't look at YouTube. Cards are important
them?
There. Sorry?
Why don't you Skype them?
I think half of them haven't got a computer, but
so, yeah, no, I understand.
You know, you say, you know, technology is coming up on us, but it's
do
not
you remember
some generations.
A few years back, there used to be the advert that used to run on telly that showed people that said, "Please phone your parents if you were, out on your own," sort of thing. You know,
I don't remember it, but that's the sort of thing that I think Christmas is important for. It's just a little bit of tradition.
I think
the
Americans take it bigger than us because they always make a big deal of getting home for Christmas, don't they?
I thought that was Thanksgiving, really. It was probably both, actually.
Yeah, if they shot Bobcat, they'd be eating pussy on that day instead of turkey. But there you go. That's a different story altogether. But regarding Thanksgiving, is that just... isn't that something to do with the Indians?
You've got me there. I don't know.
You're not around, then.
But I do think what is important is to have... maybe I'm very old-fashioned, but I think at some point you need a bit of tradition.
And
not tradition that you're doing it just and hating it. If you don't like turkey, don't eat turkey. If you don't like Christmas pudding, don't eat Christmas pudding. But it's nice to just have a break from the world and get the family together,
exactly.
Whether it's speaking to the phone or in person.
And
just have that important moment in the year where you can just feel the warmth of the family.
Ian, can I be controversial here?
Go on.
Regarding Black Friday.
Careful.
Ah, all right then.
Thanks for your call.
All right, mate.
Cheers now.
Ta-da,
bye.
Then.
Okay, let's take another call. Hi, who's this?
Afternoon, me old Stollen Slice.
Have you
the old hot chestnut.
We're talking about Christmas tradition. I'm being called a bar humbug because I won't and don't like turkey. So we don't have turkey. I don't write Christmas cards anymore because I just don't think that they're... I don't know, I just get the feeling that for years and years and years we had those people that just wrote from Bill, from Dave, and to me that's not what Christmas is all about. I think you should be able to make up your own way of having a Christmas day. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the thing with the cards, right, how do you know if the long-lost aunt has died?
She doesn't send you one back.
If you don't get the card back, you know they died, didn't you?
Yeah, but you could carry on. I mean, my good friend Shane Chessel, his mum and dad used to send me a card, and we moved house about three or four times. And eventually these cards came through to us. We had loads of these cards, and we thought, she sent them to the wrong address. but she never got one back. Never said, but she carried on doing it. And I'm just thinking, yeah. You know, how sad is that?
Well, she might have thought you'd died.
but she carried on sending the card.
the thing about all that is, though, right? I'm one of these people that does send loads of cards. Everybody gets a card, so I'm just ticking you off my list now. Right, so that's one down.
Yeah, because you won't get one back.
All right. No, but the thing is, it might only be Happy Christmas. It shows a certain amount that you've actually considered them to sit down and write a card and send it to them. Yeah?
I mean, yeah.
If you don't send a card, the people then think, well, they might be thinking of me. They might not. But if you sent somebody a card, it shows that you've thought about them.
Yeah, but do you know what, Arthur? I, on Christmas Day, I will probably, and you will too, I know you will, I will probably send you a text to wish you all the jollies and the rest of it, and that will show that I am thinking of you on Christmas Day.
It's not the same, though.
You're so sweet.
You better send a loud one, because I'll probably be snoring.
That's not the same, because you can't pin a text up above the mantelpiece.
You said about going down to town, looking up and down the high street, yeah. Seeing nobody else there.
Yeah.
You could do that every day in Cowes.
I'm living in the wrong place.
In a move.
Every day could be like Christmas.
I mean, the thing is, Christmas is always going to be one of them times of year when people are going to try and make some money out of you. They're going to try and put the prices up the stuff and things like that. It's what we've always come to accept. I mean, long are gone the days of when we used to have snow outside the door on Christmas. I don't even remember that as a grown-up. I can remember it vaguely as a kid. But I'll be honest with you, it's a couple of days off for me, and I can turn the phone off, and I can honestly say to somebody, if they phone me up, can you come and do this? I can say, actually, I've had a drink, I can't come out. You know,
yeah.
With my hand on my heart, I don't have to lie and say, no, I can't come and do that job for you. I can say, look, it's Christmas, I've had a drink, I can't come out. You know, it gives you a couple of days off. Well, we all need a bit of time off once in a while, don't we?
Too right. I mean, this is what makes me, with what I'm saying, a little bit hypocritical, because I'm not really into the traditions, but hey, look, I'll take the day off, no worries, and I'll have a lovely dinner, but I ain't having turkey. Are you eating turkey?
Well, of course.
So you'll have turkey on the trimmings?
The biggest dark and murky I can lay my hands on. If it's big enough to get it, just, you know, I like the fact sometimes you have to push it in the oven with your foot to get it to go in there. You know? And the smell of a turkey cooking on the morning when you get up and it's dark o'clock outside and you come down the stairs and you can smell that turkey cooking away in the oven. Now, that's priceless for me.
Well, look, I'm not knocking it. You enjoy your turkey. You have a lovely, lovely Christmas dinner. Oh, I'm sure you will.
Well, will. and I'll have one of them horrible black puddings afterwards. I'll cover it in brandy that I don't drink, set it alight and watch it all go up in flames, laugh my head off like a lunatic, and probably be eating it for the next week.
But the smoke alarm will go off.
I only do it once a year, and, you know, basically I don't think I could afford to do it every day of the year, but I like it, and I think that's really what it all comes down to. It's personal choice. If you don't want to do it, you know, that's your choice, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, do you like Christmas pudding?
Yeah.
But you like it.
That's, I love
that's
it.
That's fine. If you like it, then that's fine. But if you
eat it cold.
Oh, going too far now.
Yeah.
There's a thing that my mum used to say to us. You've got to eat 12 mince pies during the Christmas week, because that's one good lucky month for every mince pie you have.
I eat 12 mince pies every other day. I eat them all year round if I can. I love mince pies.
I think it was just a way of getting rid of the mince pies that we had left over over Christmas, because no one liked, because they're blooming horrible.
I'll tell you what was said to me once, actually, which is going to really lower the tone about all of that. If you've ever attended a decaying body or corpse, the smell of that apparently is very similar to that given off by a mince pie.
Oh, really? Lovely. Lovely. Thanks for your call, Arthur.
There's a different thought for you.
Yeah.
But, so shall I scrub your place at my table, then?
Yeah, I don't like turkey.
That's a shame.
If you were having lamb...
Oh, that's too expensive. Turkey's cheaper than lamb these days.
Thanks for your call.
Take care.
Cheers now. Bye.
Bye.
Do you know what? I don't mind people having tradition. I really don't. It's not a problem for me. Each to their own. That's the whole point of what I'm saying is, if you want to do it and you like it, that's fine. I just question it when people have something, you know, that they don't really. It's not really their favourite meal. And I'm saying for Christmas dinner, it's supposed to be a special day. Have something you really, really want.
Yeah, but I can't change now. All these years.
Yes, you can.
How can I change?
Oh, you sound like one of them really, really out of date kind of old ladies. No offence, I'm not saying you're old.
I am.
It's like when
careful, I'm between the two of you.
That's why you're going to protect me. it's very, you know. You can't always stick to some traditions. I mean, it's like waking up every weekend. And it's kind of like right, we're having a roast this weekend. We're going to have our broccoli. We're going to have our carrots. We're going to have our chicken. We're going to have our spuds. And that's going to be every single Sunday, we're always going to have that. And it kind of loses its flavour, if you know what I'm saying. It loses its, like,
no,
pizzazz.
It doesn't, because
here's a question. That roast dinner that Brandon's now talking about, I bet you used to have a roast dinner on a Sunday at lunchtime.
Every Sunday.
There
and
you
I
go.
Bet you don't have a roast dinner on a Sunday at lunchtime now. So that tradition changed. You can change.
I
if
can't.
You really put your I mind can't. To it, Alison, you can change.
I can't. Don't call me Alison because you make me sound like I'm in trouble.
But it's true, though. You've gone from a dinner time roast, a lunchtime roast, to a tea time roast.
But my Christmas dinner is lunchtime. It's 1 o'clock.
Okay.
No, always.
Same here. Yeah, 1 o'clock.
Always.
1 o'clock, you eat it, and then 3 o'clock, you start washing up.
Yeah, so you're washed up, wiped up, ready for the Queen.
Yeah, six o'clock.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned watching the Queen.
See?
Oh. That's tradition.
Hang on.
We always used to have Christmas dinner at 1 o'clock as well. I hated it because Top of the Pops was always, the year special was on at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I always wanted to watch it. I was never allowed to because we all just had to be ready for the Queen at 3 o'clock and then the old James Bond movie after that.
But I've got this off pat now, right? All these years because Top of the Pops is still on. So
yeah, but it's rubbish now.
Because I've cooked dinner, I just disappear with whatever's left of the Asti. To watch Top of the Pops and leave them all washing up and wiping up and packing away.
Asti Spumanti.
Yeah.
God, you're really back in the 1980s, aren't you?
I can't help it.
Washed and wiped up.
Yeah, packed away.
You can't have Matthias Rosé with a turkey, can you?
She don't know what Matthias Rosé is. Look at it.
I think I know what that is. I bought that for a teacher once.
Right.
She's a nice teacher.
There's a story.
Yeah.
We'll take a break there and we'll come back. And you've got to go now, Jonathan, because you've got another appointment.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming in.
Okay. Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. You can download all the movies, music and photos you like with no usage caps at breakneck speeds. Telephone them on 01983 240 240. The George Inn Newport, perfect for a family meal or a drink with friends. With home-cooked food, you'll find a home from home in the heart of Newport, 92 St James Street. Call 01983 522 557.
Last orders.
The George in Newport are now taking bookings for your Christmas party. Call them now on 01983 522 557.
Ho, ho, ho.
Value Rent-A-Car, based in Sandown on the Isle of Wight. It's a secure online car hire booking service. We provide a low-cost, fully inclusive professional car hire and minibus hire service. We have cars available for rental from under £21 a day, if booked and paid for in advance. We take no payments online. Our vehicle rentals are based on a full 24-hour period. Collect at 11 a.m, return by 11 a.m. the next day. Go to www.value-rentacar.co.uk or phone 01983 401 333. That's 01983 401 333.
White Office Equipment. We pride ourselves with being able to offer genuine inks from the major manufacturers at very competitive prices. If you can find the same ink anywhere on the island cheaper, then we want to know. As well as original ink, we also offer a range of competitive inks. We're at the High Street in Sandown, opposite Sainsbury's. Come and see us or call 400-045. That's 400-045. She's got the look.
Westridge Golf Centre is the number one place on the Isle of Wight to get into golf. They have a fully covered floodlit golf range to practice your game with PGA qualified professionals on hand to provide tuition for complete beginners all the way through to the most advanced golfers. Check them out now on www.westridgegolfcentre.co.uk. Westridge Golf Centre in Brading Road, Ryde.
Isle of Wight Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983 292 040 or check out isleofwightfoodbank.org.uk/.
White Trash. 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 Trash.
White Trash World, the home of the island's very own skate brand, White Trash. 59 High Street Ride. It's open Mondays, Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays. 10:30 till 6 p.m. Not just about skateboards, it's clothing, gifts, shoes, books, DVDs and more. The island's only skate store, White Trash World. Ride High Street.
Pleased to meet you. Sometimes it's good to mix things up a bit. You want to listen to some rock, or some soul, or some pop, or some jazz? Or do you just want to listen to some music? Hair Bears Record Fair, Wednesday nights, Vectis Radio at 7 p.m.
This is Vectis Radio. Contact us on Skype at vectis.radio.
Sorry, that's us. We're on. It's 16 minutes away from one. This is Vectis Radio. It's the phone in if you want to give us a call. We've heard from Keith, from Arthur, from Jackie, from Phil. They all agree with me.
they don't.
They do. We were just discussing during the commercial break. Hey, look, I've got nothing against Christmas. I've got nothing against people wanting to celebrate it and go off to church and sing those songs and do all of those things. What I am saying is that certain people like myself should be able to feel like I'm going to do Christmas my way. I don't want people to put pressure on me to liking a turkey and wanting a turkey and having a proper traditional Christmas pudding and stuff like that. I want to feel like I can do that without any, like you frowning at me now.
I'm not frowning.
Honestly, that's how I want
to
feel.
That's your privilege to be allowed to do that. But I just feel that we're losing a lot of our tradition.
I think
and a breakdown of society, families, everything.
I think you're right, but it goes a lot further than just a Christmas dinner.
Of course it does,
and
yeah.
A Christmas day.
Yeah, of course it does.
I love tradition, but also equally, I think sometimes we have to drag ourselves into this century. I really do. I say to my wife all the time, you write cards to people that you don't hear from one year to the next. And they stop sending you a card, or you send them a card. My brother sends me a card at Christmas. He lives in Sheffield. Every year, he will send me a card, and it will say, "To Ian and Tribe, from Jonathan and Tribe, Happy Christmas." Nothing else.
Nothing personal from your brother.
You just think, why don't you pick up the phone?
Aww.
Why don't you pick up the phone once in a while? And it's just, I just, honestly, nothing personal.
No,
you're absolutely right.
No.
It was just like any other card. And you think, and it just made me realise that what a pointless exercise that is.
Especially from your brother.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I'm not having to go at him.
Well, no, but I go out and my brother, I buy him a card personally for him.
Yeah. Personally for him.
Yeah, personally for him.
Is he a nice brother? Is he a good brother?
He is a fantastic brother.
There you go. See, some people don't have the relationship with their family. And
no, of course they don't.
It's a pain in the backside,
yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
It really is to some people.
Especially if you've got to feed people you don't like. That must be hard.
Now, look, I heard a brilliant interview with Kelvin, and I think he had a vicar or a priest in on the show on Saturday. And he was saying about the decline in midnight mass, so much so that it's not midnight mass anymore.
Well, it's 11 o'clock, isn't it?
It's 10 or 11 o'clock, yeah. He was saying. And I'm thinking, well, hang on a minute. You, of all people, of all groups of people, are doing away with probably one of the most important traditions on Christmas Day to some people, and you've brought it forward. Why?
To suit the masses.
Convenience.
To suit the masses, yeah.
And to me, that says everything, doesn't it? The traditions that we have. Hang on a minute. If they can't be traditional, how are we supposed to be?
It says more about society as a whole, doesn't it?
That's where the issues really are.
Yeah, definitely.
And they are. I think Christmas is a lovely thing, and I know there are people that don't celebrate it. Incidentally, if you're, I think if you live in, what's the country that they did Band-Aid for? The original Band-Aid.
Ethiopia
don't celebrate Christmas until January the 8th. That's their Christmas day. Well, if that's the case, I mean, you know, we're all celebrating. I mean, Germans, they celebrate Christmas Day on, is it Christmas Eve? So we're all different.
Christmas Eve is big, isn't it,
we're all different, and that's the point I'm trying to make. And poor old Ethiopians, they've got to wait until January the 8th. Hey. Some people will say, well, you know,
yeah, I
can't
wait that long.
Everyone's got their own way of doing it, and everyone should feel comfortable with what they do. When I'm having a bit of a dig at you feel a bit uncomfortable. And equally, when people say, "Oh, bah humbug," no, not bah humbug. That's what we did. That's what we do. As kids, yes, we celebrated Christmas. Did we sing carols? No, unfortunately, it was a case of give us a present, let's enjoy the food and have a lovely old time. There was no religion set into our minds. We were allowed to make our own minds up.
What, as a child?
As a child, yeah.
Really?
We never went to church. Our mum used to make us go to Sunday school. But she didn't go too mad and send us to church as
so
well.
So you are actually doing your tradition for your family, aren't you?
It's kind of traditional. Yeah. Some of the traditions that we have. It's a family tradition rather than
the overall tradition.
Turkey and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, you just imagine it's a holiday. You've worked all
It's
those...
not much of a holiday for me, cooking all that, I can tell you.
No. See, you're talking yourself out of it. Hang on a minute.
No, I'm not. No. It's just when you're sat there peeling sprouts for years on end, you know, and you think, nobody really likes these.
Do you like sprouts?
Christmas Day, I do.
See, that's the thing. You're being conditioned.
But it's like parsnips, isn't it? Do people like... No, I don't like parsnips.
But you're going to have them on Christmas Day?
No, we don't have parsnips.
Why not? It's tradition.
I know. See...
It's true.
Tradition will make you do many weird and things that you would never, ever do again.
If I had people coming for dinner that liked parsnips, yes, I would do parsnips.
Okay. But you know, you're not going to go mad.
No.
You know, so again, there are levels that you will go to and think, hang on, I don't like that, so I'm not having it.
Yeah.
If you didn't like turkey, you wouldn't have it. What's the point? People don't.
But I've never had parsnips.
Never, ever?
I've never, ever liked parsnips, but I will cook them if someone's coming over for dinner likes them.
What about... the lovely thing is when you're a youngster and you believe in Father Christmas, right?
Still do. He's real.
No, I'm now Father Christmas in my house. The dream of Father Christmas being a real person or, like, being the man that come down your chimney, that was broke when I had to wrap my own presents up.
Aww.
I cry every time.
Well,
not my own presents. My mum kind of like, she puts something over them. She's like, I'll just wrap it up as it is. I'm like, these are mine, aren't they? She's like, yeah. It's kind of like, okay. Is this one from Santa? Yeah, it is. You mean it's from me? Yeah.
Was this last year?
Yeah, it was. I had to help my mum at 11 o'clock in the evening. I was ready to go to bed, but I just couldn't sleep. So she's like, oh, do you want to help? I was like, yeah, go on then. And,
so you're wrapping your own presents?
Well,
but Father Christmas still put them under the tree for you.
No, I put them under the tree.
No.
I also wrapped my sister's presents up and that. So and that actually, I actually bought my own my own presents for my sisters this year, which are it's that whole big craze now of Minecraft.
Yeah, don't tell her. Don't tell her what you bought her.
No, she ain't gonna listen to this. She's in school. Yeah, it's these little Minecraft thingies. You're going to love them. Bloody expensive, though. Yeah. Some presents out there.
Well, see, there you go. You see, it's all about expense, isn't it? It's all about money.
Well,
it's
doesn't money have to be, does it?
Yeah, but that's where we've gone wrong. That's where the whole of this tradition thing is turned upside down.
Yes, it really
is.
I bet
you were, because we're roughly the same age. Just in case you didn't know, Brandon, we are like 11 days apart.
Yeah, it's not much.
So I remember the days of going to Barton. You would have gone to another primary school. elsewhere. And at Christmas, the day before the day that you broke up for Christmas, you got an apple and an orange, or an apple and a tangerine.
They still do that,
do they?
No,
they still do
no
that at
way.
School for the Chris Tingle service you're talking about at the school, aren't you?
At school, yeah.
With the dolly mixtures on the cocktail sticks.
Yeah,
they still do that.
And that's a lovely tradition. Yeah. But now, I mean, and when you got your apple and your tangerine back then, it was like a big deal.
It was.
Now it'd be a case of an apple. A tangerine?
Yeah, do you want to swap?
Where's me present? You know, and that's the trouble. I mean, we used to get colouring pencils and stuff like that. Mm. Nowadays, what is it? I mean, Jackie made this point of the amount of money, and on the television, only $59.99 and all the rest of it. And you think, well, hang on a minute, is that really what's Christmas about?
But it doesn't have to be, does it? It doesn't have to be about that.
No, but that's where we're conditioned,
yeah.
isn't it? Everything
yeah.
is on the television.
My way of seeing Christmas is coming, basically. You know, and you get that vibe of, oh my God, actually Christmas is here, you know. Is that Coca-Cola advert? You know, the one with the train and then the buses, and they drive past the houses and the kids wake up and like, oh my God, and it's Santa Claus's face holding a Coca-Cola thing. That to me, when I was younger, was the meaning of Christmas is coming.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah, well, it was. It was that, because it was quite heartwarming, because it's, you know, it's all about Santa coming into town, basically, but he'd have a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's kind of product placement, but, you know, it's...
He was a modern Santa.
Yeah.
And it's not Santa, it's Father Christmas.
Yeah. Well, Santa Claus, you mean?
No.
St. Nick. St. Nick was his name. St. Nick.
But it's Father Christmas.
No, it's St. Nick.
See, you won't believe him, but he's right.
I know he's right, but in England, he is Father Christmas.
See, I don't want to shatter anyone's illusion here, but we do this on St. George's Day every year. We say, oh, it's St. George's Day. They've got that red cross and we're English and so on and so forth. St. George was a Turk. He was actually known as St. Georgios. So there we go. That lovely tradition that we all shout about on the 23rd of April is kind of tinged with something else that isn't the tradition that we think
it is. A lot of people
get
really prideful about that, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's for us, for English people. No.
All of a sudden, they sandwich something into the calendar. Take Halloween. You know, Halloween's a big thing now. You go back 25 years, no one had ever heard of it. I remember, as a child,
going
round and putting a sheet over ourselves, knocking on the door, and this woman told us to clear off and said, don't bring that American trash round here. And that was it. We never got anything. Put us right off. Nowadays,
because
of the television...
It makes money. That's what it does.
It is.
Commercialised.
It's far too commercialised, and we're missing the point. Mm. So, you know, and I could sit here and I could say, look, I want to make the point. No, I just, nowadays...
But you don't have to miss the point, do you, Ian?
Well, this was going to be a religious kind of phone-in. I think if I was to fall into a category... I think I'm a Christian because I think like one, because I do unto others as I'd have done to myself. And that's the only rule that I've got.
Mm.
That's
is. That's a rule that you live by. I same as I live by the fact of treat others how you treat, you know, yeah. You know, if you want,
same,
if you, yeah, it? Yeah. If you treat someone like that, they're going to treat you back.
Yeah.
But like that.
At Christmas time, they say, "Oh, you don't give to receive."
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
I do.
Society does. Yeah, yeah. Society does.
You don't they get one back.
Yeah. Well, I give you something, I expect something back.
My mum said to me yesterday, "You don't have to buy me anything for Christmas this year."
What are you going to still buy me something?
And I said to her, "Hang on a minute. You said that Mother's Day 2 years back, and we didn't, and you made such a fuss."
I know, but my children say that to me. They say, "What do you want, Mum?" I say, "Oh, don't worry. And they go, "Mum, life wouldn't be worth living if we didn't worry." So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We give to receive. Come on, let's be honest. We give to receive. You know that you're going to get the old man a present, and you know you're going to get a better one back.
But mine, I suppose, it changes when you have children, doesn't it?
Yeah,
the joy of Christmas is actually in those children.
Do you find that? I mean, you're still lucky. You've got one living at home, haven't you?
Uh huh.
We talk when we say one. We talk like they're aliens.
Hundreds.
You still got one living at home, and I say that when we go through life, there's those wonderful Christmas years when you're a child, and then when you reach about 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, like you have,
yeah.
They're like the wilderness years. I think that you're out in the cold. They're the wilderness years. Then you meet somebody. And you have a relationship, and all of a sudden those wilderness years are not quite so wildernessy. Then you have a child, and then it all changes.
It's magic, isn't it?
Yeah,
all over again.
Absolutely.
And I know Christmas Day, all three of my girls will be at home with their mum and their dad.
Okay.
So it's fantastic.
And there will be a time when they're not, And you then have to go through the wilderness years.
Yeah, all over again.
Until the grandchildren come along.
Yeah.
And that's what this is what you'll find. Yeah, Christmas.
Well, I can't wait for me, you know, for the future to have kids, to have a missus, and to settle down somewhere. You know, that's something I can't wait for. It's just these years now is just really kind of awkward and difficult because it's kind of like, you know, I want to get to them years now. I want to skip all this trash
but
of
don't no
waiting
don't wish
for
it
a
away.
Job.
This is preparation for it all, Brandon.
Don't wish it away. Don't wish your life away. Your husband's just been in touch. He just texted me. She normally asks for peace and quiet for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what you get. Yeah. Is that what you want? Peace and quiet?
No.
So if he didn't get you a present, I've got your peace and quiet.
Here's peace and here's some quiet. There you go.
I'll tell you what you want. You want a dishwasher. That's what you
no,
want.
No, I've got one. Stan.
Stan.
Stan the dishwasher man.
Hey, look, it's almost 1 o'clock. Thank you, Prickles, for coming in. And anything you want to add to that, Brandon, about your Christmas?
No.
You looking forward to Christmas now?
I'm looking forward to, because it'll be the first year I can actually fully go out and get... drinks.
Drink. Careful.
And also New Year's. I can't wait for that. New Year's was fun.
When were you 18? It was obviously this year.
Yeah, it was this year in June.
In June?
Yeah, so sure. Literally my birthday is 6 months away from Christmas. So it's bang on in the middle, which I love.
So 25th of?
27th of June. It's a couple of days.
Oh, hard. Right. So he's a Cancerian.
Yeah.
He's not a Gemini.
No, he's not a Gemini. Not a Cancerian.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. We are deep. I've read into this stuff. Don't play me around on this. My mum is really like she loves this kind of stuff when she was younger, and I went into it on the internet. And there's a lot that you can be explained by. What's your star sign?
Gemini.
Yeah. Isn't Gemini really? They can be like quite cold-hearted, but yet they can be really loving and caring if you
been
unlock.
Listening the last. Time?
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, if you unlock the chest, almost like say if. Someone somehow just has that key to just unlock you almost. That kind of thing where you can just open up to them somehow because you naturally feel, you know, you don't understand.
No, we're Geminis, we don't shut up anyway.
My dad's...
My dad was born in February. I don't know what star sign is. I always forget the names.
Hey, look, we'll continue this on Wednesday. But just to say, you know, I agree with what you were just about to say because my wife is always saying to me, you have no empathy. Yeah. You mentioned cold. You got me spot on.